The Evergreens had a really nice season last year and a nice run through the playoffs as well. You remember that triple overtime game against Antigo. It's one that everyone involved in it is not likely to forget for the rest of their lives. But all of that is in the past now. Time for a new season and trying to build a new chapter for this Evergreens hockey program. Let's talk about it with DC Everest coach Dan Van Slyke. I got a chance to speak with him before tonight's game. Coach, let's start with the scheduling anomaly. You open up the season, and then you get to go another 9 days without seeing live action.
We had better offensive production than we did last Tuesday night. We didn't generate a whole lot of offense, didn't get a lot of quality scoring opportunities. I thought we defended well, but we just got to get pucks to the net.
You see that as half full or half empty? Because last year that Northland Pines team put a beating on you here to open up the season. You played them closer this time around.
Absolutely. It was improvement over last year. I mean, they lost a ton of kids in last year's squad, and so they're regrouping as well. But we just didn't come ready to play Tuesday night, and it showed.
How has practice been since then?
Good. You know, we have a great group of kids. They work hard every day. It makes coming to the rink fun. They work hard. They want to get better, and that's all we can ask from them.
That's going to be interesting about this team because you have a nice mix of new faces and people who had really a nice season last year and learned a lot about winning, and hopefully that carries over to the next season.
Yeah, we return a number of letter winners from last year, which helps with the learning curve and makes our job a little bit easier. The kids know the systems. It's nice to get some new faces up on our varsity squad.
You're going to be strong in goal this year. I mean, Michael Moe got a lot of playing time last year. And towards the end of the year, if he was a number two goalie, he's going to be one of the better number two goalies in the conference, and now he gets a chance to shine. He's going to benefit from all that experience that he got.
Michael's a solid goaltender, and we'll be good on our blue line, which will help him out. And that's the strength of our team is our back end.
There's a time before the season begins when the team gathers around and you talk about what are goals for the year. And last year's season, the team won a lot of exciting games. There are games last year that people will remember for the rest of their lives. The triple overtime game, the win over Walsall West. And yet it was a good season, but I mean not a great or a championship season either. When you set goals and want to take a step forward from that, what are some of the goals for the team this year?
I think it's always a key to win a conference title. And that's a goal that we set out to accomplish every year. Another goal that we want to accomplish is winning another Marathon Cup. It's been a couple years since it's been on our side of town, and those are things that our kids want to accomplish.
Coach, good luck tonight.
Thank you.
Been in conversation with DC Everest hockey coach Dan Van Slyke. We're at our first intermission, and there's no score between DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley, and glad you have tuned in for the first of what is a high school hockey doubleheader night here on Fox Sports Radio. Once we wrap up here at the Green Heck Fieldhouse, Tom King is on the road again with the Walsall East Lumberjacks hockey team. They sent Tom all over. Earlier in the week, he was out in Altoona. He was at Toma earlier in the week and is at Altoona tonight. So Tom King traveling all over. Walsall East, which was a hockey team that struggled last year, has tried to build their early season schedule around games where they thought they'd be competitive or have a chance to win. And sometimes that's meant some traveling for the Lumberjacks. So we will have Walsall East hockey once tonight's game goes final. This is a bit early in the season for the Evergreens to have a Wisconsin Valley Conference game, but that's what the schedule makers have ordered up, and Wisconsin Rapids has proven to be a very tough opponent so far. This is the closest and tightest hockey game that the Red Raiders have been in this season, winning their opener 8-2 at Whitefish Bay, then following up with a 6-3 win over Waukesha and an 8-1 win over Wapaka the last time they played on Tuesday night. We would normally give you a scoring summary, but there is none. We've played scoreless hockey through the first period, and we'd normally give you a summary of power plays and penalties. We played nothing but 5-on-5 hockey in that first period. We'll be back to drop the puck for period number 2 after a 3-minute break. 0-0 at the first intermission between D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. Back in 3 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.
Fox Sports Radio.
Our score is 0-0 as both teams are a little late coming out of the locker room to get this second period underway. DC Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. I'm Chris Conley, and we'll be underway for the second period shortly as the officials have come back out onto the ice, and I'm sure the teams will be following momentarily. You know, in a tight hockey game like this, 0-0, boy, sometimes it's the little mistakes that can really kill you. And in that first period, both goalies almost made one of those mistakes. Probably the more dangerous mistake came from Michael Moe, the Evergreens goalie. The puck was squirting loose towards him, and Moe had it on his stick and lost sight of it just inches in front of the goal line. In fact, if Michael Moe was unable to locate that puck, and he wasn't really under pressure at that time, the puck was just loose, in fact, sent back towards him by one of his defenders. If Michael Moe didn't locate that puck, it could have drifted across the goal line and could have been an own goal. Instead, he was able to find that puck, locating it just at time, and then move it forward with his stick. But again, Wisconsin Rapids almost got a cheap one on that sequence. Now, the Evergreens got far fewer shots on goal than Wisconsin Rapids. But there was one sequence off Brady Burrell's stick. He launched a shot from just over the blue line towards senior goalie Tyler Gilbert. Now, the shot was not going to go into the net. It was going to go high over the crossbar. Gilbert had it go off his glove, and it popped almost straight up into the air. For a moment, he couldn't locate the puck, but it went harmlessly behind his net, and the Evergreens were unable to mount a counterattack. In fact, the Evergreens, by my count, did not have any second-chance opportunities in that first period. All right, teams are back out onto the ice, and we're ready to get the second period underway, scoreless between D.C. Everest and Wisconsin Rapids. Taking the draw for the Evergreens will be Brady Burrell, and he'll get the draw against Caleb Schroeder for Wisconsin Rapids. And we're underway for the second period. Puck is free at the red line and controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. Here's Matt Edwards. Edwards puts it right on net and almost got the rebound put past Michael Moe by Luke Kuser. Moe got down there with the stick. Evergreens come back the other way. Here's a one-timer off the stick of Brady Burrell. Saved by Tyler Gilbert. Puck comes back the other way. All the way behind the net. Wisconsin Rapids fights for it. They're in the zone right away. And Wisconsin Rapids unable to hold the puck. Coming out with it is Chris Babiarz. Babiarz skates in himself and fans on the shot. Puck is briefly loose. Taken right back by Wisconsin Rapids. Matt Edwards will look to counterattack. Edwards is onside. Got two teammates. Sent it through the shot. And Luke Kuser right there in the slot. Unable to get a stick on it. Missed opportunity. Looking to center for Kuser again. Off his stick. Evergreens break the zone. Come out the other way to center ice. Been a couple of times I thought the Evergreens have looked a little fatigued. Wisconsin Rapids is the more conditioned of the teams. They played three games, so the Evergreens won. Rapids right back onto the zone again. Shooting in one-timer off the blocker of Michael Moe. From the stick of Caleb Schroer. Goes over the plexiglass and out of play for a stoppage. So again, just like we saw in that first period, the better scoring opportunities belong to the Wisconsin Rapids Red Raiders. In what continues to be a 0-0 hockey game, off the faceoff, we've got a whistle and a stoppage. The Evergreens are trying to make a late change during that stoppage. And now the officials and the official and linesmen are huddling. They may send one of the Evergreens players off here. That's what they're talking about. And we'll tell you that D.C. Everest Hockey is brought to you by Cloverbelt Credit Union. Voted the best credit union in the Wausau Daily Herald Reader's Choice Awards. Where your bank does make a difference. Explore the benefits at ccuwausau.com. Yep, they are going to send Matthew Yankee off the ice. The Evergreens will play with the five they have out there. And the Evergreens win the faceoff trying to clear the zone. Send it behind the net. And they do break out. Red line pass is a little too long. Unable to secure it in was Tyler Kohler. Loose at the red line and picked up by Wisconsin Rapids. Right in front of the Evergreens bench is Luke Gossie. Gossie sends it forward for his teammate Dan Overfelt there on side. Puck's behind the net. Evergreens look to fight in the corner, look to come with a counterattack. They get the puck out, sent right back in. Michael Moe comes out from his net to secure it behind. Wisconsin Rapids will get a partial change here. The Evergreens have had trouble getting the puck out sometimes. Now a center ice pass going forward to Bryce Dively. Dively skates in onside, going to fight for it in the corner. It's Tyler Kohler fighting for it. Kohler almost forced off the puck, goes around, still held in by Michael Plaza. Plaza's back at the blue line. Nope, fan couldn't control it. Goes out of the zone. The Evergreens will get a partial change as they send it back in. Back to center ice where the puck is loose. Nate Burns retrieves it for D.C. Everest. Under 15 minutes to play, second period, and we are still scoreless. At center ice, fighting forward is Jacob Marmon for Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens have it now. Chris Babiarz, he's onside, sent it to the Vieira behind the net. But a Wisconsin Rapids defender is waiting for it there, becoming a little more physical here. A couple of Evergreens putting the body on the Red Raiders there, but they still can't hold the zone. Now it's sent back in. It's behind the net. But no one's home for D.C. Everest. And Wisconsin Rapids tries to clear it up. Evergreens keep it in, looking for a centering pass there from Chris Babiarz. No one home. Evergreens look a little disorganized. They have not generated a lot of offense. Here we are, four periods into the season. The Evergreens are still looking for their first goal. Here's Avery Allard skating in. One-timer is off the stick of one of the defenders. Didn't even get to the net. Behind the net now, Evergreens are checked off the puck, and Wisconsin Rapids comes out the other way. Avery Allard had a body put on him and was unable to control. Now the Evergreens playing some defense. Long pass is intercepted and sent behind the net by Wisconsin Rapids. That was a shot that was badly off target. In the corner, the Evergreens look to fight and get it out and send it out to center ice. Wave off icing, and Wisconsin Rapids fights for the puck. Evergreens now looking for numbers, skating in. There's a one-timer off the blocker. Matthew Yonke had a shot there, and Tyler Gilbert blocked it away. Rapids looks to counterattack. Here's Luke Prieser skating in close range. Saved by Michael Moe. He got down low. Skating right in was Luke Prieser from close range, and Moe denied him. It's loose in the corner. Evergreens get it out to center ice where Wisconsin Rapids is waiting. Rapids pushing forward here. Caleb Schoer. Schoer goes into the corner. He's looking to center. Evergreens do a good job on defense. Evergreens have played good defensive hockey. It's the offense that's anemic. There's a shot in front centering. Luke Crazer again is denied. Puck came from behind the net to Crazer, who was on the doorstep. And Michael Moe again got low and sent it away with his pads. Again, Rapids in close. Evergreens got to get the puck out of here. Fighting for it is Dan Overfelt for Wisconsin Rapids. It's off the stick of one of the Evergreens defenders and goes behind the net. Fighting for it in the corner now. Evergreens have it. Nope, Rapids has it. Again, a centering opportunity. Thinking about the backhand, centering pass, and fanning on the doorstep was Matt Edwards. Edwards was just outside the crease. Now we've got a takedown. We're going to have a penalty coming. And I believe Wisconsin Rapids is going to be going on the power play here. Evergreens hockey brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman Attorneys at Law. Proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Going to have a two-minute minor on Alex Denger. And Wisconsin Rapids wins the faceoff. Denger is called for holding. Wisconsin Rapids was unable to hold the zone, though, off the penalty. So Denger goes in at 11:57 second period. The Evergreens send the puck all the way down the ice as they try and kill off this two-minute penalty. First time that either team has had a man advantage. Rapids sets up behind their own net. They'll rush the length of the ice. Luke Gazzi onside, leaves it for his teammate Dan Overfelt, loses control, and the Evergreens send it down. 1:20 left in the power play. Rapids retreats to behind their own net, and again they'll rush the length of the ice. Here is Dan Overfelt again, forward now to Matt Edwards. Edwards is onside, wanted to leave it for Grant Sharmer. Instead, the Evergreens control the puck and send it out again. Boy, for the good opportunities that Wisconsin Rapids has generated 5-on-5, this power play looks disorganized. 58 seconds left for the Evergreens to pull off. And sticking it out of the zone again is Kane Gilray. Going back at center ice to get it for the Red Raiders is Caleb Schoer. They're onside. Here comes a rush. They got all five men into the zone. And it's lost in the corner. Buttle taken right back. Now skating in on the doorstep. Save at close range. Matt Edwards got the shot on goal. And Michael Moe blocked it away. 35 seconds left. Rapids holds the zone, though. Caleb Schoer again. Shot with traffic in front. No good. Rebound sticked up high. Over the crossbar and no good. Jacob Mormon got that second chance opportunity, but his shot was not true. Rapids still holds. Goes cross court centering. Looking in front for Grant Sharmer. Couldn't get a stick on it. 15 seconds left. Wisconsin Rapids may get one or two more cracks at it. Back at the blue line, thinking about the shot is Caleb Schreyer. Instead goes cross ice, missed everything, goes into the corner. Briefly loose in front, and a score! Oh, and it's a cheap one. The puck came free from the corner and went right onto Grant Sharmer's stick, who's right in front of the net. and Wisconsin Rapids scores with 5 seconds left in the power play. One that they didn't really deserve. Puck went into the corner, bounced off the boards, and went right onto the stick of Grant Sharmer, who was in front of the net. And it's 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. The goal comes at 10:15 of the second period. Tough break. And now the Evergreens, again, who have struggled to create those offensive opportunities, are going to have to come up with an answer. We'll see in a moment if we're awarding an assist on that. And you know what? You know what? They're waving off. Wow, they're waving off that goal because they're saying that the goal, the net, came loose from its moorings as the puck was coming free. Wow, okay, no goal. So what would have been a break for Wisconsin Rapids turns out to be a break for DC Everest. Wave off what would have been a goal, and now the penalty is over. It was one of the Rapids defenders who was in front. I believe his stick hit the side of the net and caused the net to come free. So what was going to be 1-0, we stay at 0-0. Back to even strength. 9.5 minutes to play. All right, we'll take that. Wisconsin Rapids controls at center ice. Caleb Schoer goes ahead. Fighting in the corner for the Evergreens is Mike Plaza. The Wisconsin Rapids literally has a goal taken off the board as the net came free. And when you're struggling to score like the Evergreens, you'll take the breaks anywhere you can find them. Evergreens now at center ice. Chris Babiarz. Babiarz is onside. Wrist shot down low. Save and covered up. Rebound almost came loose there. Tyler Gilbert gets on top of it. So with 9 minutes to play in the second period, we are still scoreless. And the Evergreens will get credit for a penalty kill. Grant Sharmer's apparent goal wiped off as the net came loose. Officials saying before the puck went in. Evergreens control the faceoff, sliding it through the zone, looking for Bryce Dively, unable to get a stick on it. Now it's into the corner. Wisconsin Rapids comes out. Again, Rapids owning by far the better scoring opportunities. Here's a puck that's loose in front, and it's tipped in, and that is a goal off Jacob Blakesley. Puck was bouncing and skidding across the ice, and Jacob Blakesley simply skated faster than the other Evergreens defenders, and Blakesley scores a goal for Wisconsin Rapids. 8:35 left in the second period. Well, the Evergreens could only turn away so many opportunities. That was a loose puck headed towards the Evergreens goal, not sliding but bouncing along the ice. Jacob Blakesley gets the goal. We'll see the assist in a moment. Off the faceoff, here's a shot from close range. Save, puck is loose in front. Michael Moe gets in front of it and covers up. Wisconsin Rapids almost got another shot at it. See who they're going to give the assist to there. Yeah, Caleb Schreyer is going to get an assist. So Blakesley from Schreyer. 1-0 Wisconsin Rapids. Faceoff will come just outside the zone with 8:18 to play. The Evergreens are going to use this opportunity to get a change here. Wisconsin Rapids wins the faceoff but can't hold the zone. And out we go. Puck now behind the net. Evergreens have it. Brady Burrell. Burrell has the puck taken away. Wisconsin Rapids fighting for it, but Matt Edwards is taken down. Going to have another penalty here. Edwards was hooked from behind and taken down as he had taken the puck away in the Evergreen zone, and Wisconsin Rapids is going to get another power play with 7:58 to play. Penalty is going to be against Avery Allard. Think they'll book here. We'll wait for an official announcement.
Rapids on the
It is going to be hooking. And the faceoff is controlled by Rapids. Casey Esselman, one time shot at it. He scores. Went back to the blue line for Caleb Schroer. And Schroer found the upper right-hand side. Wisconsin Rapids leads 2-0. Caleb Schroer's goal. And it came just 10 seconds into the power play. 2-0. And the wheels have kind of come off here for D.C. Everest as they've given up two goals within a minute to play. Casey Esselman gets credit for the assist. And they'll also give an assist to Matt Edwards. Off the faceoff, Wisconsin Rapids controls the puck again. They're behind the Evergreens net. And Wisconsin Rapids with another scoring opportunity off the backhand just wide from Matt Edwards. Rapids still holds the zone. Evergreens have had trouble getting the puck out of here. It seems like the puck has been in the zone here forever. And coming out to center ice now as the Evergreens do break it. Coming back the other way, skating in, going back to Bryce Dively. Dively loose in front. Evergreens try and put it on net. It's a save down low. Tyler Kohler still loose in front, and getting on top of it is goalie Tyler Gilbert. Well, at least that time the Evergreens got 1, 2, 3 shots at the goal before the goalie finally got on top of that. The biggest test so far for Tyler Gilbert. And we're going to have a face-off coming to Gilbert's right, with Wisconsin Rapids suddenly jumping out to a 2-0 lead. Goals by Jacob Blakesley at even strength. And then a quick power play goal by Caleb Schreier. Referee going over to the scorer's table. I wonder if we're going to have a penalty of some kind of roughing call here. Now the referee is going over to the Everest bench for an explanation. And the Evergreens got 1-2 whacks at the net there. Bryce Dively was involved. Then a couple of bodies piled up in there. As the referees are sorting this out. And you know what? It's the Wisconsin Rapids bench that seems to be disappointed. And Grant Sharmer of Wisconsin Rapids is going to get called for a penalty, and they're going to award a penalty shot here. The ruling is going to be that Grant Sharmer flopped on top of the puck in the crease. So the Evergreens are going to get a penalty shot here as the bodies piled up in front of the net. Bryce Dively is going to take the penalty shot for D.C. Everest. This is important with the Evergreens trailing 2-0. All right, he starts the puck at center ice, skates it across the blue line, skates in, and it is stopped. Saved by the goalie, Tyler Gilbert. It didn't look like Dively was trying to go up high. It looked like he was trying to score down low, and it was stopped with a stick and blocker. Evergreens penalty shot results in nothing. Faceoff will come to the right of the Wisconsin Rapids net. Evergreens try and keep it in. So that's the best opportunity there. Turned away. At center ice, Wisconsin Rapids now comes into the zone. Putting the puck down is Casey Esselman. Esselman in front, blocked away. Comes all the way out of the zone, back to center ice. Wisconsin Rapids retrieves. Rapids up 2-0. Sam Storley controls. The Evergreens still looking for goal number one this season. Puck is loose at center ice. Evergreens pick it up. Here's Brady Burrell. Burrell skates in. His shot goes off the stick and skate of one of the Rapids defenders, Sam Storley. Tried to slide it through center ice. No one home there. Wisconsin Rapids counterattack. And Matt Edwards is on goal. And there's a save. Nope, went through the pads and scores. Counterattack goal for Matt Edwards. And it's 3-0. That goal came just a minute and a half after Wisconsin Rapids' last score. Matt Edwards finds the back of the net. At first, I thought Michael Moe had gotten down low to stop it. Puck trickled through his pads and went in for a score. Assist goes to Luke Kreuser. And they'll give an assist also to Casey Esselman. So Esselman has two assists for the night. 3-0. Wisconsin Rapids. Evergreens control the faceoff, send it behind the net. Fighting forth there is Grant Dennis. Dennis looks to center. There's traffic in front, and it is glove there. Almost deflected onto goal by Chris Babiarz. Gloved by goalie Tyler Gilbert for a stoppage with exactly 6 minutes to play in the second period. What's been a disastrous second period for DC Everest, giving up 3 goals here. Evergreens Hockey brought to you by Ace Hardware West, and more than a hardware store, a team of experts ready to help any way they can. Ace Hardware welcoming you to their Ace family with old-fashioned service. Off the faceoff goes into the corner. Evergreens fighting for it. There's a takedown in the corner. Bryce Dively was involved. No penalty will play on. Evergreens unable to hold the zone. Puck comes out to center ice. Now deflected up over the Evergreens bench. We'll have a stoppage with 5:40 to play. Wisconsin Rapids goals from Caleb Schroer. That was a power play goal. Jacob Blakesley and Matt Edwards. 3-0 Rapids after we played a scoreless first period. 5.5 minutes left in the second. Faceoff comes just outside the blue line. It's controlled by Wisconsin Rapids. May have a 3-on-2 rush. Shot just goes wide. Luke Gauzy sent it just out of the reach of Michael Moe. Now this one is on net from the blue line. Preston Witt. Moe went down and made the save there. Puck is loose. Another chance just goes behind off the side of the netting. And D.C. Everest trying to clear this puck out. Evergreens defense, which looked solid in the first period, faltering here in the second. Evergreens are able to send the puck forward. Alex Danger sent it behind the net. Evergreens will change lines here. Wisconsin Rapids back out to center ice, looking for that pass. Slides through, goes all the way behind the net. Evergreen defender waiting for it in the corner. The Evergreens try and mount a counterattack. They'll have a 3-on-3 if they hurry. Skating in onside is Austin Shiro. Shiro carries it, looking to center, looking in front for Grant Dennis. Dennis couldn't get his stick down on it. Slide right through the crease. Evergreens hold his own up in front. There's a high check not called as Bryce Dively tried to steer that shot towards the net. Dively unable to get it down. Getting a little more physical here. 4 minutes to play in the period. Evergreens come back and retreat. Get the puck trailing 3-0. Evergreens now at the red line trying to push forward. Coming into the zone, having it poke checked away was Grant Dennis. Couldn't control it. Evergreens send it back in. Austin Shiro sent it behind the net. Evergreens send out a new line. Wisconsin Rapids comes ahead. They're onside right into the zone, but fanning was Casey Coles. And the puck goes loose into the corner. Evergreens get it, and we'll look to counterattack here. Fresh skates. Brady Burrell splits defenders, goes into the zone, but then lost the puck. Burrell may be trying to do too much all on his own there. Evergreens fighting to hold it in. Chris Babiarz giving chase to one of the Rapids defenders. Rapids has control of the puck and sends it out to center ice. Now Rapids comes in. They're offsides. Skating in a little bit early was Luke Cruiser along the near boards, and we've got a stoppage. D.C. Everest High School Hockey, sponsored by Brainerd Funeral Home, helping people celebrate lives past with personalized funeral services. Brainerd Funeral Home supporting D.C. Everest sports. 3:43 to play in the third period, where Wisconsin Rapids has lit the lamp 1, 2, 3 times after a scoreless first. Faceoff just outside the blue line is controlled by the Evergreens. Chris Babiarz trying to skate in, lost the puck at center ice. Rapids has a 2-on-2 if they hurry. Caleb Schroer lost control for a moment, loose in front, picked up by one of the Evergreens defenders. Evergreens look to clear it out. They'll have a 2-on-2 counterattack, sending it one time towards the net. Is a glove save. Brady Burrell wasn't able to get much on that. And goalie Tyler Gilbert gloved it and held it. 3:21 to play, third period. Evergreens Hockey is sponsored by Glen Ray Radiators. Quality and service go hand in hand at Glen Ray Radiators, serving the community since 1964. Faceoff to the goalie's left. Evergreens win the draw. Shot there is blocked back at the blue line, and the Evergreens have an empty trip. Alex Denger's shot was blocked. Now counterattack, sliding it right through the crease. Rapids was looking for Matt Edwards, who already has a goal. Goes into the corner. Evergreens coming back the other way. 3-on-2. Here's a good opportunity. Skating towards the net is Babiarz. It's a save. Saved with the blocker by Tyler Gilbert. Babiarz was going top shelf and was turned away. Evergreens still looking for goal one of the season. Set now into the corner. Evergreens give chase, but a Wisconsin Rapids defender is there. 2.5 minutes to play. Rapids will have a 2-on-2 coming back the other way. Luke Cruiser skates in. There's a pretty good save by Michael Moe. Got it with a pad and the glove and covers up for a faceoff. Wisconsin Rapids tallied twice at even strength and once on the power play in this period. Evergreens were able to kill off one minor penalty as well, so they're Penalty kill here. They gave up one goal and killed one off. Face-off comes to Michael Moe's right. Puck is loose in the corner. Wisconsin Rapids holds the zone, sent on net, and Moe goes down and makes the save. Gage Simon fired that from the blue line, but didn't get a lot of stick on that. Michael Moe was able to make an easier save. Face-off now will come to his left. Luke Gage will take the draw, wins the draw, sends it right on net. Goes wide. It's behind the net. Evergreens look to counterattack. Three on three, pass ahead, just out of reach of Bryce Dively, and goes into the corner where a Wisconsin Rapids defender is waiting. Sends it down the length of the ice. This is going to be icing. We'll come back the other way for a faceoff. Evergreens Hockey on Fox Sports Radio is sponsored by CoVantage Credit Union. You step into more cash with a car loan from CoVantage Credit Union. Both teams will change as we walk the puck back down the ice for a faceoff in the Rapids end. We'll come to the left of their goalie, Tyler Gilbert. Gilbert's been tested a couple of times in this second period, but again, nothing's found the back of the net here. Off the faceoff, it's behind the net, and Wisconsin Rapids comes out. Poke checked away from behind, back to center ice. Wisconsin Rapids looking to control. Nope, Evergreens have it. Chris Fabiage, we've got a whistle, and we're going to have a stoppage. Fabiage may have carried that glove. The puck in his glove, and we are going to have a face-off going in the Everest end. And Wisconsin Rapids will make a line change here. There's 1:52 to play in the second period. Again, our score, Rapids 3, Everest nothing. All three of the Red Raiders' goals coming in the second period. Evergreens win the face-off. It's loose behind the net, almost checked off the puck there. Now it's behind the net again. Michael Moe had trouble locating it for a moment. Evergreens come out. Break the zone. On sides, two men now in for D.C. Everest as Michael Plaza skates in. He was looking to leave it for Brady Burrell, but instead left it for a Rapids defender. Minute and a half to play here. Rapids looking to counterattack. Quickly into the zone is Tanner Case. Case is on goal right in front. Michael Moe went down and saved it with a stick. Evergreens counterattack, two on one if they hurry. Pass ahead to Chris Babiarz. Babiarz carried a little too wide and didn't get a shot. Good defense there by Jacob Marmon, who denied the opportunity. Evergreens had that brief opportunity. Fight for the puck in the corner, centering with a little space, looking for a backhand on goal, and there's a save. Chris Sackman tried the backhand, and it was saved by Tyler Gilbert. 58 seconds left to play in the period. Face-off will come to Gilbert's right. Both teams send out some fresh skates here. First of three games in a row for D.C. Everest. In fact, between periods, we'll look at the unusual schedule for D.C. Everest. This team's going to get the baptism by fire. A lot of hockey coming up in the next 48 hours. Puck goes over the boards and out of play off the faceoff. We'll have a stoppage. 54 seconds left. Linesman going over to retrieve the puck before we drop it and fire it up again. Evergreens trying to get something positive going. They're in danger of going the first five periods of the season without scoring. Shut out against Northland Pines and shut out so far against Wisconsin Rapids. They control off the faceoff. Here's a shot that is blocked by one of the defenders off the stick of Alex Denger. Wisconsin Rapids 2-on-1 power play the other way. Unable to control the puck into the corner is Caleb Schreyer. Looks to center and covering up there is, well, the puck goes out of bounds. And again, that net came off the mooring. I thought, you know, Wisconsin Rapids could have had a fourth goal here. On a rebound off the far boards, a goal was taken off the boards as the net came free. We're going to have a penalty here called against D.C. Everest. Who are they going to take? They're going to take Chris Sackman. Sackman charged with interference. So 30 seconds left, and there's a man advantage here late in this period. Centering in front, a lot of traffic off the stick of Caleb Schmidt. Michael Moe makes the save. Rebound comes loose. Back out to the circle. Shot hit the post. Caleb Schreyer's shot. Hit near where the post joins the crossbar, and the Evergreens continue to live dangerously. 10 seconds left in the period. They go cross ice. The pass is wide for Schreyer. Now it's into the corner. 5 seconds, 4 seconds, and the puck squirts over the stick of one of the Rapids players, goes out of the zone. That's where the period will come to an end. Wisconsin Rapids will still have a minute and 23 seconds left in their power play when we come back out for the third period. Wisconsin Rapids has tallied three goals in the second and leads 3-0. Waiting for save and stat totals. And we will look at some upcoming hockey action here on Fox Sports Radio. It is going to be a busy weekend coming up for DC Everest. They will hit the road, team bonding opportunity. Hopefully the goals will come if the Evergreens stay at it. Again, they've opened their season now with their first five periods and no scoring to show for it. We'll be back after a three-minute break. We're at the second intermission. Wisconsin Rapids leads DC Everest 3-0. DC Everest Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.